Real Hex is full of bad language. Really bad language. So if you can't handle bad language, you should tune out. Now.
Ladies and germs, it's showtime!
Here's Johnny!
What the fuck is your name?
Shut up!
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
Wait a minute, just wait a fucking second, all right? Let me finish.
Bitch better have my money.
You look like you ain't been bumped in a while. Pick up the motherfucking phone and dial and have your money in a big ass stack. I'm swinging his dick like a new jack. Bitch. So.
Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
Alright, welcome to the show. My name is Bob Nino, and we have a guest again that everyone should sort of know because he was on the first show.
Swinging his dick like a new jack. MDP.
Yeah, the Mount Denson Pimp.
That song's fucking dope.
Yeah, okay, there's a little backstory to that song. Back in college days, we used to get a ride with a guy, and every now and then we had this other guy get in the car who was a complete fucking moron, devout Christian, crazy guy. Not that we're against that, right?
Let's call the first guy who gave us a ride, we'll call him just for the sake of argument, Ross.
Well, yeah, okay, we could, yeah, call him Ross.
And then there's the other guy, the
Spetty.
Christian, the Bible thumper. We'll call him Spetty.
Yeah, Spetty.
Yeah,
it works.
That's about right.
Yeah, so Spetty was a total fucking sped.
Yeah.
And he was scared of a lot of different things. And
girls.
Girls, yeah, he had a lot of interesting stories that we could tell. But the basic thing was Ross, Spetty, MDP, and I would like to sing this song. So we like listening to Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG.
Yeah, like me and the guy we're going to call Ross, quotations and quotations off. And fucking, fucking Bob Nino, we used to sing that shit. Fucking Spetty was all like, you know, crossing his heart and shit because that guy was scared of fucking curse words.
Yeah, and he kind of rock back and forth and get all upset
you
about
know,
stuff.
Scared and shit. Like you did when women were around, yeah.
Yeah, well, he sucked ass.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, that was from back in the day.
Word.
So thanks for coming back, Mr. MDP.
Word. Thanks for having me.
All right.
I'm all over the shit like a motherfucker.
Okay. And in the past week or two, I guess it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What have you seen for movies?
Fuck, I've seen a gangload, man. Probably the one that's the freshest in my mind is last night I went to the theater. Saw something I really wanted to see ever since I heard it was coming out. The remake of the George Romero classic, Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
With fucking zombies
and
shit.
Scary. Yeah. What'd you think, man? I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
Actually, I thought it was pretty dope.
The makeup looks cool.
If you've seen the original one, like, it's quite different. There's not a whole lot. Like, it's pretty much... basically what happens is the world gets overrun by zombies. A group of a few survivors, misfits and all this shit, end up going to a shopping mall to hang out there for a while. They end up staying there a lot longer than they originally thought they probably would. And then shit gets all fucked up and they end up having to leave. But that's basically what happens in both movies. However, that's pretty much where the similarities end. The first movie is like a classic because it was really creepy and because it was like... The makeup effects and everything were, like, fantastically done for being a movie, like, that old. This one here, the makeup's awesome. Like, it's really cool.
But zombies are aren't like going, they're running like fucking crazy.
That's the new thing. Like
28 days.
That's the new joint. Like with 28 days, like old school zombies used to fucking wander around and shit, and you could pretty much kick them in the nuts about 10 times before they could reach you. These motherfuckers run like cheetahs and shit. They're all over you. It's crazy.
Now, okay, I was watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he had one of the guys, I guess he's on ER also. He came in, talked about the movie and stuff, and Jon Stewart was asking him, you know, is the reason the zombies are going faster now is because we've advanced in zombie research and we know more about them. I thought that was fucking hilarious because it could be true. We could have advanced in zombie research. I don't know.
We might know more about zombies. The undead. I don't know.
Yeah, like, fuck.
I think the reason that zombies are going faster is people started getting pissed off because that shit's boring. Like, anybody could run away from a bunch of fucking zombies if they're just wandering about.
Yeah,
like a bunch of fucking senior citizens.
But there's something about a big mass of fucking people chasing you down looking for your brain. Like, it's still creepy. Even if they're walking really slow, they'll eventually catch up to you.
They're going
to
catch you soon because they're not going to get tired and shit because they're dead. They're already fucking tired as they're going to get.
Exactly. They get that thirst for brains, you know, and that's, like, ever compelling.
Insatiable, like a Homer.
or your mom.
Burn! What was I going to say? I almost pissed my pants at one point because the movie goes from being this ultra creepy, like, end of the world apocalypse thing. So the people get to go a little bit stir crazy. They're living in the shopping mall, a small group of people. They can't go outside pretty much because they're going to get eaten.
So it's like a compound.
They go a little bit nuts, and they start like enjoying the whole thing. And there's a scene up on the top where there's this guy who's a real ass who would have been perfect if Bruce Campbell played him.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. Sweet.
If you see the movie, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyways, the guy's
on the... Hotep's coming again.
I heard that, actually.
I'm going.
Wicked.
Fucking going.
There's a scene where this guy, this ass, is on the top of the fucking roof, and there's like 8 fucking billion zombies out in the parking lot. This guy tees off. He's fucking golfing up there, and he tees off, and he smokes a zombie right in the head with a fucking golf ball. Zombie he does this whole, like, fucking slapstick thing where he stands there for a second, then falls right under his ass. I swear to God, it was the loudest guy in the theater. I almost pissed my pants laughing. It was awesome.
I can believe it. Oh, fuck. That's funny.
But really good. Really, they had a really, like, a wicked, wicked scene that a friend of mine told me about before we went to see it. He said, once you see the propane tank scene, he said, you'll like, freak out. He said, you've never seen this in a movie before. And I never did. This really crazy scene. They're trying to leave at the end, and they're this big armored vehicle. If you haven't seen it, fuck off.
I haven't seen it. You're going to spoil it for
me. Doesn't matter. It's one scene. Fuck you.
Fuck. Spoiler.
They got this like armored vehicle, and
spoiler
this guy
alert.
Pops out the top. He's got a great big propane tank, and they're surrounded by like billions of zombies, eh? So he throws his propane tank into the fucking sea of zombies. This one of these zombies, I don't know for what reason, picks it up, and he looks like he's going to throw it back. The guy shoots the propane tank. It's like fucking huge, man. There's like hundreds of zombies go flying all over the fucking place.
They've been doing a lot of zombie research.
Because they realized that propane exploding would probably fuck up some zombies.
With so many zombies and how it would look.
I'm sure that would take a lot of research.
So the whole thing was CG'd?
It was CG, and to tell you the truth, it wasn't the best CG I've ever seen, so you will probably not really care for it. But it was a cool scene nonetheless. It was really crazy because they just saw people like fucking flying everywhere.
I disagree. I don't think they should have CG. You know, I'm against it. So I don't know why they just didn't get a whole bunch of zombies and do it for real, because it would have been way better than CG.
I mean, if our zombie studies are really getting that good, then they probably had some that were expendable, for Christ's
sake. Well, I'm sure there's stock footage done by the CIA or something with, you know, actual zombie explosions with, you know, grenades in their asses and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
They get into that kinky testing shit. Yeah.
But the one good thing about it is, to the best of my knowledge, that's pretty much the only, like, CG
thing.
Like, there was one other shot, and I won't say what it is because it's, completely spoil one of the best parts of the movie, but there's another thing where I'm pretty sure it's CG. The rest of it, though, was just makeup and fucked up looking people running at people and trying to eat their brains.
Fuck.
It's pretty dope.
That's cool. I saw Starsky and Hutch.
Did you really? How was that shit?
I went with a female.
And did you really?
Yeah, you know her. It's not a date.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know what's going on.
Safety guy. That's me.
Safety guy.
Bob Nice. Nino, safety guy.
Nice.
I'm going to get a badge that says that. Anyways, so yeah, we went, and it was pretty cool. It started very slow, man. Did you see it?
Negative.
It started slow. It's all about Ben Stiller, really. Like, Vince Vaughn's funny, but he didn't bring anything new to the whole picture. It was like he was doing old school when he's on stage. There's a whole scene, it's almost like word for word. And you're just like, fuck, you're wearing a different costume doing the same thing. Anyways.
What about Snoop? How was Snoop?
Snoop, well, okay. Snoop, I don't know if he's the best Huggy Bear, but he's Snoop.
Funny because he's Snoop.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. I don't know. Maybe Bernie Mac would have been a good one.
Good Huggy Bear, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess he's too Charlie's Angels now, right?
Yeah, fucking Charlie's Angels.
Fucking Charlie's
so
Angels.
So what in the fuck possessed you to go see Starsky and Hutch anyway?
I was asked to. Yeah, so I took some time off of work and went for 2 hours. And I laughed a little bit now and then.
A little bit?
Yeah. But one fucking scene, man, totally pissed me off. They blue screened them in a car sitting on the dock. And the tight of Ben, or not Ben.
Owen Wilson?
Yes. Tight of Ben was blue screened. Tight of Owen Wilson was blue screened. But the two shot of both of them in was them actually in a fucking car out there. And that's what pissed me off, is that there's this
not
bad
one or the
blue
other
screening.
But putting both of them together.
Yeah, they were really there, but when they did the cutaways, that was all blue screened in the soundstage. I'm like, why? Obviously they couldn't done the scene at the same time.
Yeah.
Or they had to do pickups or something like that, and they couldn't afford to go back to the fucking...
That's what it sounds like.
But it looked like shit. Yeah. It was so bad, man, because Ben Stiller would move his head, and his hair would, like, go... Because it's so soft.
Yeah.
And because it's such a large fucking image, you know, and his hair is just, like, masked out. It looks cartoonish.
Yeah, because I would originally have thought that they just did it for, like, nostalgia, like, making fun of themselves' sake, but
yeah,
if they had
a backdrop that needed to be like that,
yeah,
you know?
But if they had an actual stage footage and then blue screen, it just sounds like they were fucking lazy, forgot to shoot the tight shots and just did the two shot,
yeah,
then got back and said, hey, this would look a lot better if we had cutaways.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm thinking, and then they couldn't get them both in the studio at the same time, or what? I don't know. Ascock McGee, yeah.
Mm.
Well,
oh, Wilson and Ben Stiller were probably banging or something, and they just decided they didn't want them on set banging anymore.
Well, that's possible. I don't know. Did you bang Ben Stiller?
Well, no, I didn't. But I mean, there's probably guys that have.
There's probably guys that have banged Ben Stiller.
Probably, I don't know. Fuck.
All right, there.
He's in Hollywood. Most of those guys get banged.
Yeah. Gee. Yeah, okay. Fuck.
Well, I don't know for sure. I mean, that's what the tabloids say.
That's the rumors, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Keanu Reeves banged him, I think.
Yeah, right. Bitch better
have my money. Word.
Bitch better have my money. Oh, it's classic. Never gets old. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
I don't know.
My girlfriend, after dragging her to go see The Dawn of the Dead, which of course was not her type of movie, although she has a good taste in the movies, but what does that say about me? She dragged me home to watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding. So anybody who knows me and knows the movies I watch
knows there's no way I wanted to know you yet.
Well, the people that might know me because they think I'm cool, or they might stalk me after the first radio show because they thought I was hot or something, I don't know. But
it's radio. You can't tell if someone's fucking hot on radio. That's why they say you have a face for radio.
They can tell by my voice.
No,
they need to find the real me. Anyways, off point. Anybody who knows my taste in movies knows that I was going to hate that movie going in. And yeah, I pretty much hated it. It was bad. I mean, it was a good movie, but fuck, so boring. I remember being about 60% of the way through the movie, and I'm just like, is this shit almost done? And she's like, why? And I'm like, because this is so fucking boring. I've laughed like twice.
Did you watch the sequel too?
Negative.
Isn't that it's not My Big Greek Wedding, but it's the same people did something else. You might as well just belch in the fucking microphone.
Well, I just,
people
yeah,
still
I didn't
hear
want to overmodulate. That's why I turned my head.
Overmodulate?
Yeah.
No, we got a compressor on.
Oh, sweet.
So you could probably belch
next time. Next time, bitch, it's coming for you.
Aye, bitch. All right. I'm belching.
But yeah, like this huge became a phenomenon after they made it for like 10 cents.
My microphone stinks.
Fucking sniffing coke off the microphone.
Anyways.
But boring. My God, like...
It's made for bitches. It's a couple's thing.
Twice, though. But see, this is my main gripe. Romantic comedy.
Yeah, well, there's a romantic everything and a comedy everything, so they had to put romantic comedy together.
No, but there's
eventually.
This whole... like
you got romantic
this...
thriller. Comical
yeah, you
thriller.
Do, I suppose. But there's this whole thing that is romantic comedy. It's a whole, like...
Gay-ass genre?
Genre. That's the word I'm looking for. Genre. It's a whole genre of romantic comedy, and I hate that entire genre. And the reason being is that...
You're a sourpuss.
Out of every 100 romantic comedies that are made... Two are actual comedies. They're actually funny. The rest of them have like two laughs in them, and they're all fucking shaked after that.
Yeah, but you like The Princess Bride because you're a little bitch.
But that was funny.
Okay, I'll give
it
you the
funny,
fact
man.
That you had Andre the Giant and a fucking midget.
Andre the
yes.
Giant is funny.
That's funny. The rest of it, eh. And then, anyways.
You like gay porn though, so.
Yeah, but that's funny. Gay porn is funny.
I haven't watched any of it, so I can't really say, but I'm assuming
well, technically,
it's
lesbians
somewhat.
Are gay porn, so...
Okay, then I've watched it fair.
Yeah, there you go, see? And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's funny when they're like, oh, baby, you know how to do me. Or whatever. I'm just saying, people I know have told me that.
Do you write, like, scripts for them, or what? Like, that was pretty much
no.
It sounds.
No, not really. Yeah. Fuck.
Maybe you should try that.
Maybe you should try fuck it off. That's the best. That's the best thing I could come up with. What other shit did I watch? Fuck. Oh, all the Planet of the Apes are on the Space Channel.
The old school Planet of the Apes.
Every single fucking one of them was.
Holy shit.
Has been played over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the? Did you watch a bunch of them?
As much as I could, man.
What was the best one?
I don't know. They all have different feel, but. Well, obviously, I guess the first one's the best one. But then the Escape from the Planet of the Apes is kind of cool because it's, you know, the two apes and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, to be honest, man, I really don't know a whole lot about the old school Planet of the Apes.
Well, but you know that you didn't like the new one.
Well, yeah, because I was gay.
Yeah, it was Marky Mark.
And I was pretty pissed off because I like Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
And it was total shite.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was shite. Some friends saw Taking Lives, and I have no interest in seeing it. I know why some people want to see it, and a lot of females are going just because it's Angelina Jolie and they're all lesbians.
Man, that's
or
crazy.
They want to be. There's so many fucking chicks. Yeah.
I really don't know what it is. Like,
that if
I
they
think
became a lesbian.
Yeah. Like, she's hot, yeah. I mean, but she's not the hottest chick I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, what makes her that one chick?
That all these chicks want
to
be
like
lesbian.
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue's pretty fucking hot. You don't hear people going, I dyke out with her.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't
know,
man. Salma
but I
Hayek.
Guess it's the same. Yeah. Fuck
Salma Hayek's hot as fuck, man.
Fuck those fucking fucks.
You just don't like Mexicans.
I don't like dirty little fucking.
She's hot as balls.
Who can't act worth a shit.
Oh, she's fucking. She's a good actor.
Heather
man.
Graham,
she's a better
whatever.
Actor
Heather Graham.
Than Elizabeth Shue.
Huh?
She's a better actress than Elizabeth Shue.
I don't know, man.
Much
I
better,
don't know.
Man. Fucking man. Fuck.
No.
Anyways. Yeah, but I don't understand, like, the whole lesbian obsession with her, but I wouldn't mind seeing the movie. I don't really give a fuck.
I wouldn't mind seeing her naked, but still.
You probably won't see her naked in that movie. There's other movies to see her in naked if you want. Original Sin.
Speaking
of her, though, this is fucking stupid.
There's a lot of stupid things.
A friend of ours lent me Tomb Raider, the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Cradle
I'm sure that...
of Life or some shit.
Cradle of Cock.
Yeah. Blue monkey nut.
First one kind of blue.
Oh, yeah, but this
okay,
one works.
This blue more nuts.
Like, there's a scene.
Well,
she's
goes back
swimming.
To last
she's...
week's episode, man. Or the week before, so when we talk about superheroes and stuff.
Yeah.
She's kind of superhero Lara kinda. Croft, and it's fucking ruined.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is that she acts like a fucking superhero, but what is she? She's some rich chick who finds things. She doesn't have any superpowers. She's not, like, genetically engineered to be the perfect chick or some shit.
No, she just jumps.
Anyways, so she's in this scene where she's been swimming. She was underwater, and she's swimming, and she needs to get out fast, and she can't swim fast enough or some shit. Anyways, she's in her fucking bikini and stuff, and her boobs are floating around and everything, whatever.
Because boobs do that.
She takes a knife out, cuts her arm, because there's a shark swimming around. She waves her arm around so the blood comes out of her arm and shit. So the shark comes up. Shark circles her for a couple minutes, sort of gets a feel for where she is, and then comes at her. She, keep in mind, like immersed in water, punches
the shark.
The shark in the nose. The shark like freaks out and starts to turn around. She grabs the shark's fin and rides the shark to the surface.
That's not what she was doing. She was riding the shark, but not to the surface.
She punched a shark underwater and then rode its fin up to the surface. And I'm like, this is like 20 minutes, 15 minutes into the movie. I'm like, what in the fuck are you doing? But anyways, it was bad.
Yeah, you know, there's no way in hell I'll see that. Mm-hmm. I did see Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless... What the fuck? Just let me call that
with
site
the
up.
Jim Carrey and shit.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah.
How was that?
Fucking good. But that Kirsten Dunst good. Should fuck off.
Yeah, go back
to any life. Excuse to get in her fucking underwear and dance around. That's like that's it. That's all she's ever done.
I don't think there's been a movie made where she hasn't done that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
With a vampire because she was like 8.
Right, and then there would have been kiddie porn and shit.
Yeah.
They would have really gone to jail. But she's such a fucking little titsy whore.
Yeah. Like, she just likes to flaunt her nips around all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of looking at her pubescent little fucking body. Anyways.
But the movie besides her.
Well, it's a Kaufman, right? Kaufman written thing. It's fucking awesome. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. The transitions between scenes, like, because he's progressively getting his mind wiped and going through these memories and shit, it's fucking crazy. Like, he'll be in a Kohl's bookstore or whatever, right? And then at one point, he's going out the entrance and he automatically just walks right into his house and he's right by his stairwell and it's like seamless.
Perfect. Really?
Totally fucking seamless. Or he's fallen down on a big sheet of ice and he moves backwards like they played the footage backwards and then he's sitting on a couch that wasn't there. Like, and the room fills up around him and it's like, fuck.
That sounds really cool. Where did you see that?
Was the theater.
You saw it in the theater?
Yeah, I didn't download that.
I wasn't
that
sure if you had a legal...
I'm greasy, but I'm not that greasy. Mm-hmm. This time I was coerced.
Who'd you go with there? Same person?
Same person and another person.
Nice.
two femme fatales? I don't know.
Femme fatales.
Well, they will be the death of me. So.
Probably.
Bitches.
One or the other, or perhaps both. If you're lucky.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. Two chicks killing you.
Sort of.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought it was wicked. There's a lot of really good scenes in it. The story is awesome. Jim Carrey's pretty cool. There are parts where I couldn't fucking stop laughing.
Really?
Because, not to spoil the film, because I'm not like at Mount Denson Pimp.
Word.
But there's one scene where he's remembering his childhood. And Jim Carrey is... dressed as a little kid hiding under their table and they've got all the proportions of the table and everything fucked up and he's talking with a kid's voice and he's trying to get a cookie and stuff and it's fucking hilarious. Nice. Because he's Jim Carrey but he's a kid of Jim Carrey and his character and stuff and it's just fucking hilarious and they cut between the actual kid and then him again, and then the other person's perspective. There's so many edits back and forth that you're just like, it's totally believable.
It's cool.
It's fucked.
So he's good, eh? He's really good in it.
Yeah, he was really good. And Kate Winslet, I'd bang her. Definitely bang her. I wanted to bang her.
You wanted to bang her way back in the day.
Yep,
back
Titanic
in the British movie day,
stuff.
Way before Titanic.
Fucking, I'd bang her in a lot of stuff, I would.
There's another chick who's like, nips are out in pretty much every movie she's in.
Yeah, I don't think I saw her nips in this one, though.
That's good. Maybe she's moving up in the world.
Yeah, there was an underwear shot, but...
Underwear shot, yeah.
I believe there's a butt shot.
That's cool.
But not naked butt. I can't remember. You'd think that stuff would be imprinted on my brain, but
you
obviously...
Would think.
Well, it's
you were
it's
paying
not,
attention to the actual movie rather than going to see it for TNA.
That's the nice thanks. That makes it sound better than what I was actually going to say, which is having not had sex for a while, I was just trying to selectively forget about stuff.
Yeah, let's go with my explanation
let's just
edit
yeah.
out the last part that you just said there.
No, it's all right. Everyone knows I'm a Virginian.
where you're from has nothing to do with anything.
It does if you're from Virginia.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, Bubba Hotep's coming. You got to go see that.
Where is it, like, full release?
It's a
release,
Monday
or
night.
Is it...
No, it's brought back by a little film co-op-ish sort of group. Nazi regime.
Whereabouts? Park Lane?
Cock Lane. Yeah.
And you said Monday?
It's Monday in April. It's going to be cold. I'll give you the particulars after the show, but it's going to be really good. You don't have a job. What are you talking about, bitch?
I know, but I'll be working by then, supposedly.
Yeah, getting into the industry is hard, eh?
Yeah, getting back in the industry is hard. Anyways.
I wanted to have a special guest this week. It didn't pan out. It was
so
going to be...
Me.
Yeah, so thanks. I got Mount Denson Pimp leftovers.
Not so much special.
Sloppy seconds. Anyways, the special guest appearance person, dude, was going to tell us about his life in the industry and what's coming up, but I can't spoil it just in case I do track that person down and get everything to work out. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, man. The website. Yar. I got a logo. I've developed it myself. It kind of sucks. You briefly saw it. It's, you know,
yeah.
Text. And then a reel.
Yeah. It's not
lame.
So much a logo as it is pretty much
it's
like...
a banner logo.
Not really. It's kind of a word with a picture of a reel.
What do you think a logo is in your world?
A logo should be somewhat creative.
That why?
Yeah, burn.
Okay, fuck you. Let's see what you do, bitch.
I'll do your mom. That's what I'll do.
Okay, well, my mom's not here, and you're not going to do her. There is a stream if people want to access it. I don't have show notes because I suck. I've been in talks with Stank Dog from Bin Rev Radio. You don't know
can
these
you
people?
Say that whole line again? What the fuck was that? You've been in talks with...
Just let me get
cock
a Coke,
dog,
you bitch slap.
Fucking ace cock, cock. Shit. Yeah, because there's a website, and he's got a reel and words, and he talks to Chat Dog. And
no, Stank Dog from BinRev, BinRev.com. Everyone knows him, BinRev Radio. He was on Radio Freak America.
Sorry,
Mr.
Guys,
Mount Denson
yeah.
Pimp's not into this world yet. He hasn't
no.
listened to radio shows
because
he's pretend to have a life.
Yeah, I got other stuff I'm doing.
Women, mostly bitches.
Nah, easy.
A bitch. A woman. Who should be on this show someday.
She would like to come on someday.
Oh, okay.
If
well,
she didn't have a life too, she'd be here.
So what you're basically saying is I have no life. You have more of a life than I do.
But not as much as she does.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good
to
know.
That's pretty much what I am saying. Actually.
Okay, well, that's good to know, though. Yeah, so Stank Dog's been talking to me about getting... empty bottle.
Nice.
Getting this show streamed, simulcast, whatever, on BinRev Radio, which is on binrev.com's website, port 8000, blah, blah, blah. I hope to have Real Hacks... radio streaming at the same time, and we'll be playing some Bin Rev and maybe some other stuff.
That'd be dope.
Shit. Different things. I'm not going to be playing too much music, I don't think, but just because I don't want to be sued. But we could play other radio shows.
Not being sued's cool.
Not being sued is pretty cool.
Yeah. As opposed to
being sued.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there was that lawsuit with that stripper.
I've had a restraining order. That's the closest thing I've had.
Wow. A restraining order. Fuck.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
That's fucking low.
That is
I don't
a
know.
Low.
Fucking cocked up there.
You only went to school for 2 years to learn how to do this.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's still kind of low.
Do it one more time.
I don't know, man. I think it's my compressor.
Cockfucker.
Hey, fuck you, bitch. I'm Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
There we go. That was dope.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be
and
legal.
And your mama, too. So, yeah, getting back to probably what we should be talking about, movies. What else have I seen recently?
Dick Laurent is dead.
Yeah, he is.
You saw him
fucking
dead?
Movie's dope.
Yeah, it's your favorite. I don't...
Man, yeah. it's fucking David Lynch, man. David Lynch is the shit.
Yeah. Maybe what we should do is set up an email account so people can email us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. You want just mdp@realhacks.com?
Word.
All right, then.
That'll be dope.
So you can Mount Denson Pimp. So you can send him email at mdp. Fucked it all up. mdp@realhacks.com.
Yeah.
And bobnino@realhacks.com. Then there's LCW. No periods or anything like that. And Jackie Glasgow at realhacks.com.
Word.
You never met Jackie.
No, you're done with that shit. If you want to tell us some movies that you've seen, old or new or whatever the fuck.
Or something that we should watch.
Maybe
and
we'll
criticize.
Watch that shit. Yeah.
Because people have been asking about stuff. You saw that Cass Hearn trailer, right?
Oh, the fucking Chinese Matrix ninja looking motherfucker. Yeah, that looks dope.
Yeah, everyone's really talking about that on the web right now.
See that shit for sure. That looked really good, man.
Done for $6
million. $6
million? That's it.
It's fucking
US.
Wicked,
$6 million US. Took them 6 months to edit.
Man, it looks so good.
The guy, the director, did a lot of the editing himself and the cinematography and everything. Yeah, and he belched. Yeah. I'm sure he fucking belched. Sure, but yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool, at least.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I'm going to grab another beer.
You're queer? What?
Your mom is.
Don't say anything else, okay? Keep your mouth shut. I mean, don't say one fucking word, okay?
Word. No, no, I'm not talking dead air. I was playing a clip from Jackie Brown.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was that best part when yeah, I'll play it again.
Play the clip again. Well. I didn't hear it. Fuck it.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'll play it again. You suck ass. You suck ass. No, that's not it.
Don't say anything else, okay? Keep your mouth shut. Well, I mean, don't say one fucking word, okay?
What?
Fucking Bobby.
He fucking shot me.
She was bitch
fucking is dead,
hot
man.
In that movie, too.
Bitch is dead.
Don't touch my levels now. I got them set just like I like them.
I love Jackie Brown, man. Jackie Brown's
movie's
a fucking,
fucking
wicked
dope.
Movie.
That's easily one of his best movies, and not too many people ever, like, talk about it like it is.
Yeah.
But it easily is one of his best movies, man.
Okay, let's reminisce about when we were in college and we went to see that with every fucking motherfucker in our class.
We saw Jackie Brown at the Kentville Theater, which is now defunct, I believe.
No one even knows where Kentville is, man.
This was cheap night, Tuesday night.
I believe
we paid $3.
Yeah.
And we got to see Jackie Brown. And
nice
it was
screen.
Weird because I'd say about 70% of the class hated it.
Yeah.
Said it was way too long, way too slow. I thought that shit was fucking wicked.
Yeah, I think everyone who went there was too small town and expecting it to be like, you know, I don't know.
They were looking for the pace of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Because Pulp Fiction's got a rather faster pace.
Well, and they don't even get into... In Pulp Fiction, it's great, but they don't actually get into people's characters. There's not much development. It's so briefly covered. Here's so-and-so, and yeah, he was beating up that fucker, and blah, 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 blah. Mm. But Jackie Brown, it's all about, you know. Yeah. And the opening shots in Jackie Brown, total rip-off from The Graduate.
Yeah.
Shot for shot for the opening. And it's like...
Wait a minute. Just wait a fucking second, all right?
My other
finish.
One.
Finish.
I'm not saying another goddamn word.
If you two aren't the biggest pair of fuck-ups I've ever met in my entire life.
Anyways, but yeah, awesome movie. Incredible movie.
Jackie Brown, yeah.
It was dope. If you haven't seen it, go out and fucking rent that shit.
Right,
no,
sure.
Don't even rent it. Go fucking buy it, you slats.
Yeah, buy it in the box set that comes with Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
and the extra commentaries and stuff. That's what I did. It's a good DVD collection for any motherfucker out there.
It's good shit.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know what else to say.
Here's a question. Special features on DVDs. Tell me a DVD you watch where the special features are actually worth watching.
Fuck.
I'll tell you one and you can think about
Fight
yours.
Club.
Fight Club, yeah. Fight Club's
okay.
Awesome.
Fight Club, because they did a lot of the breakdown for a lot of the CG and stuff.
Yeah.
I like the commentary from House of a Thousand Corpses. I was saying that, I think, to Modem or to Pixel Fiend on C4's forum.
Nice.
There's
I haven't listened to that yet.
So to the commentary? Yeah, you should. Because he just badmouths everybody who fucked up, you know? And there's always people that fuck up, but all these directors are like, I'm not going to say anything evil about so-and-so, and, you know, that's, I think, is wrong. You just, if they fucked up and you can their ass, say why you can their ass.
You know, and I think he can do that because he's probably not going to make a huge career out of making movies. Like, well, he may make another movie or something like that, but it's not going to be his...
He switched studios. It was originally with Universal, then went to Lionsgate for distribution, and that's when he started dissing Universal. He's like, we were on their lot. They kept on telling us to stop making noise because they were using the haunted house on the lot.
Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the fucking park.
Yeah.
And they kept on, like, having to tell people to shut the fuck up and, you know.
And the thing is, too, is that he's, like, that's not his main thing. He doesn't need to suck ass to make money in movies because the guy's already fucking loaded.
Yeah,
he's
already got a fucking career. He took a lot of time to make that movie, too.
But he did that because he wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted that movie to turn out a certain way. And fucking praise to him for doing it right.
Yeah, you should listen to the commentary, though, because he breaks down a lot of the stuff. It's pretty cool. I don't know, like... Okay, how about you? Titanic? That's on your list.
Fucking Titanic and eat my ass. Movie I watched as well, it's... the movie itself is a good movie, really good movie. Frailty.
Yeah.
It's a Bill Paxton's first... his directorial debut.
His DD. Let's just call it his DD.
His DD.
You got ADD.
Double D. Yeah. His DVDA? He's got some. He's got some stuff like behind the scenes stuff of them shooting certain scenes, and there's a really cool scene where they're in a car driving in the rain. And at first thought, you know, it doesn't even look like it's that difficult of a shot or anything like that. But then they show you how they did it. So interesting to see how
with
they
the setup
lit
in
everything,
the water.
And oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I actually enjoyed watching it, and the reason I actually asked that question is because anybody who collects DVDs knows that the overwhelming majority of the time, when they give you a 3-disc set for some movie, well over half of that shit is worthless. You don't want to see it at all.
Yeah.
Deleted scenes is always one of my favorite ones to start, and then I don't know why, because almost all the deleted scenes always suck in movies.
Well, they do suck.
That's why they were deleted. Because
they fucking blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, yeah, because a lot of DVDs are made with useless shit on them. And a lot of, you know, it's every once in a while you'll find a good DVD that has some good stuff on it, so.
So will your mom.
Yeah. Double D.
Boo Earns.
Double D, double D.
No, it's DVDA, man.
Mm-mm.
Double vaginal, double anal. You're big into the DVDA.
I'm big into the double D.
And that reference is from Orgasmo.
Dope.
Great movie. Very funny.
Two cocks up.
considering there's only two people in this room and you're saying there's two cocks up, and I know mine's not up.
I've got two cocks.
All right, and let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. There's, what else is coming out this week? Oh, Gattaca. Or Gothica.
Nah,
Gattaca.
Gattaca. Fuck that noise.
No, Gattaca.
Gothica. I don't know what's going
Gothica.
On there.
Halle Berry can fuck off.
Halle Berry's hot as fuck, but I don't know.
Yeah, but she's a fucking flaky little fruitcake.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I don't think she's all that. Like, her acting abilities aren't that broad.
I think she's okay. I don't think she's terrible, but I don't think she's great either.
She's no fucking Oscar winner.
Well, she is, but
yeah, I know, but she shouldn't have been.
Yeah. I don't think she's an Oscar winner either. I mean, she's good, but I mean, the Oscars, he can meet my ass as well, but...
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit
I'm
about
all
that.
About the Junos.
Fucking Junos. Junos. April, video
we're Canadians.
Releases.
It's an award.
Kill Bill Volume 1 comes out.
Fuck that. Until 2.
I liked it.
So they're going to sell in a box set together.
Matrix Revolutions is coming out.
Fuck that.
I want to watch that. I want to get that in the box set when that comes out eventually. Just because I really...
You know they're going to fucking make it like a platinum with all three fucking movies.
Oh, it's
going to
be everything. It's going to have the Animatrix. It's going to be on it and soundtracks
doll.
And shit.
You're going to have like... Yeah, all those default songs that you love.
Default would be the pants if they were on the Matrix
Evanescence and Save Me and fuck off. That's what I say.
What else comes out?
Save this,
Master
bitch.
And Commander comes out in April.
Yeah,
which
Master.
Which was a good movie.
Yes, it was, man. It was
really
great.
Good movie.
I liked it, and I think Ebert and Ropert were fucking talking about it, basically saying that you never saw the enemy until like the very end, and even then it wasn't like there was a face to them. They were just like, which is good, because that's like what war would be. You wouldn't fucking know your enemy until you saw your enemy.
Got right up in its face.
So many movies and directors, they feel like they have to show both sides of it, you know, like, oh, there's the trudging of this, and then there's that guy saying, yeah, we're out to get them, and
they want to show you the bad guy so you can realize that he is a bad guy, and so you can grow to hate him.
Yeah, well, most, you know, and things aren't black and white like that.
No,
and that's, I think, why Master and Cockmander was good. I mean, Commander, sorry.
Masturbator Commander?
Masturbator Cockmander? Cock Commander? Fuck. And I saw the what was it, the sixth Star Wars? Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
I saw that again on TV the other day or so.
You watched it on TV?
Well, they didn't there's not much to chop out of it, right? Like, he doesn't say motherfucker.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Luke Skywalker it's
a lightsaber.
Nobody banged or anything.
Well, yeah, it was implied. But,
Implied.
I liked it. Ewoks fucking rock.
Oh, yeah, man. Fucking Return of the Jedi, easily the best movie out of all Star Wars.
Get the fucking Ewoks.
Ewoks were fucking dope. And, big sword fight at the end with Luke and Darth Vader was pretty dope.
Yeah.
My ass may be dumb, but I ain't no dumbass.
Word. I had to say that today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's almost like the shit in Bitch Better Have My Money.
It is. It's pretty close to the same shit, except in different times.
See, we're just getting used to it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just got to get used to getting the sound levels right and having stuff not suck. But this third show in, and already we've had only one complaint. No, that's a lie.
We've had a complaint?
Two complaints.
What were complaints?
First show, you're too far from the mic.
Yeah, that's true. That's my bad. Okay,
but at
bad.
The same time, I probably could have cranked the mic up a little bit more.
Yeah.
How would you know? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I mean, shit.
You didn't listen to the show. Yo.
I'm a professional, though. I did listen to the show after the show was done.
Oh.
And I'm like, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What was the other one?
Fucking other complaint was last week's guest was kind of belligerent. Anything I said, he just wanted to be opposite. That happens, and I'm fine with that. I just hope that people listen to the show and get what they want out of it and get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
So if you give us feedback, email us. MDP at realhacks.com or BobMino at realhacks.com. We'll be able to answer stuff.
Yeah.
And then give shouts out. At some point, we may even have a live chat room or phone line so people could call in. That'd be cool.
And I mean, you've already heard us say earlier in this episode that neither one of us have a huge life. So we're definitely going to be checking the emails.
I have a fucking huge life.
No, you don't, man.
Oh, sorry. Not a huge life. Huge cock. That's what I meant to say. I have a huge cock and no life.
He just was not paying attention to the whole thing. He just wanted to talk about his cock.
Yeah, well,
he heard the word huge and just wanted to place his cock in that conversation.
My cock.
What I'm saying is feel free to email us, and no, we won't be dicks and just say, eat my ass and not,
Not
take it into it.
And at some point, and at some point, I'm going to get a form going on realhacks.com. I'm in the process of installing a nice server back end and all that front end and your mom's end and all that stuff together. So
back
that'd
door
be good. Back door and your mom, yeah.
DVD,
yeah. Isn't Tron 2 supposed to come out?
Fuck a Tron 2 right fuck, in its back door.
Fuck you, man. Tron 1, that was some special effects back in the Dizay. Yeah.
And see, I don't want to insult anybody, but that's a pure computer geek movie. I'm probably insulted everybody who's just listening to this, but I'm serious, man.
Don't be dissing the wizard.
That's fucking
you remember the wizard
movie, man.
Did you ever see the wizard?
That's fucking Fred Savage playing video games.
Yeah. Don't diss that.
Moldy. Anyway, sorry.
Don't diss war games.
War games.
Okay, these are rules. Don't diss war games. Don't diss the wizard. The Last Starfighter. You can't diss that one.
Shit. I remember that one.
You can't diss Tron. You can't diss Tron.
Fucking Disney.
Or the three good Star Wars. You can't diss them. And I think it's is it every even or every odd Star Trek? You can't diss it. Whichever one.
One or the other, eh?
Well, the Wrath of Khan, you can't diss that one because you go, God!
Yeah.
That was probably overmodulated a little bit, but I couldn't do the Khan.
I can't say I haven't seen the newest Star Trek movie yet. I wouldn't mind seeing that shit.
Well, it was done, it was directed by an action director, so it's not even like, it's totally like a Die Hard trilogy sort of style, like
big, yeah, right.
Fast explosion cuts running churn stuff.
I gotta say, I dig like the action on Star Trek, but I mean, at the same time, I don't want to see fucking Picard with his fucking shirt off, like shooting people in the face. Like
that was Picard didn't do that. That was fucking Captain Kirk, dog.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, yeah, that fucking guy had his shirt off every episode, man. Fucking nutsack.
Yeah. That's why Tiberius Kirk was a dick. James T. Kirk.
Tiberius.
I know, fucking Tiberius. What kind of fucking middle name is that?
Actually titties.
Titties.
James Titties Kirk.
James. Word, I'm James Titty Kirk.
Yeah.
Fuck. Bitch, show me your titties. I'm Rick James.
If my middle initial was T, my name would be Titties.
Instead, it's Denson.
Word.
Like Ted Danson.
Fuck that shit.
That's Ted Danson, but close enough.
I ain't banging Whoopi Goldberg.
Fuck. Hey, in a way, we kind of got back to Star Trek. Because she was on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, she was.
That's
she
fucked.
She was that chick who knew shit without talking about it.
Gainan. No, Guinan. But she was gay, so it was Gainan in my head.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg being psychic and shit. What the fuck is that all about?
You know what it is?
Whose idea was that?
I think Whoopi Goldberg had some Skrilla and threw it into the fucking show and said, make me a fucking character that I can come back whenever the fuck I want.
You know, she probably did because she wanted to have some fans.
Well, that's why Hollywood Squares is out there and shit.
Yeah, probably. She put the bill for all that shit.
Yeah, she's like Oprah, but a little skinnier.
Little.
And always wearing those fucking ugly shades, man. Fucking
this looks
people.
Like she should have, you know what she should have thrown some money into? Planet of the Apes.
What? Well, of all the movies, Planet of the Apes?
Look at it, man.
They had money. They just spent
I'm just
it
saying,
poorly.
Look at that woman's face, man. She looks like a fucking ape. That was an ugly woman, man. Whoopi Goldberg?
That was? That
ugly.
Is.
Well,
that
yeah. Is an ugly I just don't woman. Like to talk about her now, but...
Fuck,
she's
there's
ugly
a lot of
sin.
Ugly women, though.
Yeah, man.
Your mom?
There's a lot... Well, yeah, there are a lot of ugly women, I suppose, but...
You just admitted that your mom's ugly.
I didn't say that at all.
I said your mom, and you said, well, yeah.
Oh, because I was talking about something else at the time.
Yeah, your mama. That's who.
You're the only one talking about my mama right now. Nobody on the radio at home is talking about my mama. You're talking about my mama.
Well, people probably aren't at home. They're probably doing other
they're
stuff.
They're at your mom's house, doing
no,
it.
They're downloading this off the gay internet.
They're going
or
down
they're
to your mom.
Listening to it streamed.
Streaming all over your mom.
Yeah, so Mount Denson Pimp, thanks for coming back. And stuff.
Word.
You gotta listen to some of these other radio shows like Bin Rev Radio or whatever. Or maybe I should show you some of the message boards so you can get involved in conversations with these dicks.
It's probably my duty now to check some of that shit out.
Well,
being a reoccurring guest host.
Yeah, but it's not like a duty. You don't have to do anything
in
life,
I
really,
mean,
except
as
pay
I
bills
said,
and
my
get
life kind of sucks, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, your life kind of sucks. I think. I'd like to do one episode or maybe an episode down the line where there's a section talking about software, like one piece of software and totally ripping it apart or whatever and giving people's, you know, my feelings on it and something like that. If people think that's a good idea, they should send us an email and say, yeah, or no, you're fucking stupid. Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as what I'd like to do for an episode, I don't know.
Don't say my mom.
No, because no, I don't want to do her any more than I have to. I don't know. What's cool shit about movies? What do I like about movies? I like what I was trying to. It's kind of what we were talking about earlier on about how Jim Carrey did such a good job. I like maybe talking about actors who sort of go outside the box. For their characters.
Different roles and stuff?
Yeah, like Jim Carrey does it and stuff like that. Adam Sandler in Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, stuff like that. Anger management isn't much of a excursion from him, but it's different than you know Happy Gilmore.
Well, yeah, it's not Billy Madison.
They're all good movies, and yeah. Yeah, that's cool. You look at Jack Nicholson then.
Yeah.
You never saw About Schmidt, did you?
No, I haven't seen that.
You should go Schmidt.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I'm going to go take Schmidt soon, too. Actually.
Yeah.
If you guys can think of anything like that, or even if you can think up any sort of topics you'd like us to go over.
Or websites to push. Because there's a lot of, I think it's joeblow.com has a lot of good stuff about the industry. Yeah. You can read, little interviews and shit like that.
We'll whore for you. Don't worry about it. If you've got a new site or something like that,
Yeah, I don't think we have to whore them. These guys, the Joe Blow is fucking huge.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
But yeah, I don't know.
We don't mind promoting, because if you're going to cross-promote us, that's cool, Modi.
It's pretty cool. That's what I'm doing, pushing. Listen to Gamer. Listen to EverQuest Radio. Listen to BinRev. And if Radio Freak America turns into something different, I don't know Dual Parallel that well, but this guy... Just to let you know, Mount Denson Pimp. I think he just got married and went to Honolulu.
Whoa.
And Hawaii and shit. And so that's
They've
probably
got
why
radios
he's
there
taking
and computers, right?
Yeah, but his priority was probably banging his new wife. And I wouldn't blame him.
He just got married.
Yeah, that was their honeymoon or something, I think.
Nice.
But I don't know the guy well enough to be on his mass email list of, this is what I'm doing this week.
You haven't seen his wife or anything?
No. That's a thing. Everyone's kind of secretive. no one's going to see a picture of me unless it's my ass.
I've found some pictures that I might put on the web of it, but I'm not sure.
Of me?
Yeah.
Not good ones. They're probably me hungover or me from college.
Oh, I got them from your ex-boyfriend.
I thought he was dead.
After you killed him.
I found them in his room. Fuck. That dick. DVDA. Ski.
Double D.
Ski. What's double D? I don't understand. At least I explained DVDA.
We were talking double D earlier.
Directorial debut.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Directorial debut.
Well, that's hardly funny.
Directorial debut.
Debut. Well, if you screw up the word, then it's funny.
Double D.
All right. I think that fucking does us. We're going to finish off with...
Your mom does us.
Yeah, your mom does do us. We're going to finish off with Bitch Better Have My Money, the whole version and stuff. And
Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yeah.
I love this song.
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play O's like dominoes, slapping bones. AMG's on the motherfucking microphone. I sing dick, bitch, nothing more and nothing less. You gotta see no hope, you can take the test. And bring big fat titties and lots of back. You got the woody and I got the axe. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches need dick, so they find it. Cheat with the high top bag. Open up your ghost bag, bitch, so I can get paid. And take off your G-string. Sweeties, cause I don't pause. What are you laughing at? Ain't a damn thing funny.
Bitch better have my money.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look. 100% USDA grade AB. Here's my card, call me. You look like you ain't been bumped in a while. Pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. And have your money in a big ass stack. I'm swinging his dick like a new jack. Bitch, so
bitch better have my money.
Choose the position pronto, you're on the clock. You can suck the diggity dick, but I'ma charge you a knot. Bend your ass on over and touch your toes. Hold your breath, cause I'm a hobo nose. This dick of mine ain't friendly, baby. Will it hurt you? Yeah, maybe, probably, because I'm 19 years old. I fuck hot pussy until it's cold. I ain't a prostitute, but I'll knock the boots. Women love me, they say I'm so cute. Girls wanna get with me, young tender. A big old butt and a smile and a weirdo.
that grip, so
bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Motherfuckers out there can't fade me. And bitches out there don't faze me. I take it blow for bro. A hoe is a hoe. A bitch is a bitch is a
bitch.
So fuck all the rigmarole. I clock the dough while I slang the flow. G's gonna do it to you slow while you sing along, ho.
Bitch better have my money.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
I'm Rick James, bitch.